All right, so I'm joined here in studio by MRC Pontiac Territory Director Jason Durand to talk a little bit about what his department does and what exactly they've been up against this year in particular. Jason, how's it going?
Oh, not bad yourself, Caleb?
Oh, not so bad. So before we get into specifically road maintenance, which is a big part of what your department does here, could you describe a little bit about what being Territory Director at the MRC is and what kind of subjects you cover here? It's a pretty broad category as well.
Oh, definitely. There's a lot of files, but one of the main ones, especially during summer, is actually the Crown Land roads that we have, the multi-resource roads that we have on our territory. So that being said, since we have this delegation agreement with the government of Quebec regarding the resort lease, which it's the MRC that has the gestion of, we have income from these lease. So in other words, this income with the taxation from the buildings themselves, the evaluation of the buildings, plus a $90 fee that's put up on the side for the road network, well, it gives us the opportunity to have a TNO budget. And this TNO budget, I would say most of it is thrown back in on the road network that we have on Crown Land, mostly in TNO. However, Caleb, I have to precise that we have a road network. We have a priority road network that we have defined, and eventually I might come in with more details on that road network.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, a lot of people know that like the MRC territory is very, very large, and the vast majority of the population here is sort of centered along the 148 in the southern end of the province. But can you describe a little bit about how big the TNOs are? And like you said, you have this priority road network that's several hundred kilometers, but the overall amount of roads in that area is how large? Can you just sort of describe size of this place?
Well, Caleb, we're talking about thousands of kilometers of road network. However, we have defined, like on a priority level, 375 kilometers, which is
still
a fair amount of kilometers of road. So, like I said, it goes from I'll start off from east to west. So, as people know, we have the Osborne Road, or as known as Pickenock on the southern part. We have the Boisfrain Road or Jim's Lake Road. We have the Chouaillien Road that crosses most of the Zec Saint-Patrice. We have the Rapid Road that crosses Rapid de Joachim Road. Then we have the cutoff of the Charette cutoff, in other words, which connects the Rapid Road and the Boisfrain Road. It comes out at kilometer 108 on Jim's Lake Road. And last but not least, we have the Pont-Pun as well, which is Route 20 there. That it's in a part of it. The one we is in the Verandry Park. So we have as well the Manitou Road, a part of it as well. So all of that totalizes 365 kilometers. And by the way, we have do a lot of other secondary and third class roads that are still very important, but like I said, we focus on this 365 kilometers that I just
the main arteries. Basically, the main arteries is what you're focusing on, but obviously there's stuff happens on other roads up north.
Okay. These are the main ones.
Gotcha. And just to go back a little bit there, you were talking a little bit about how the funding for these roads works. So essentially, this is Crown land, but the management of the leases is done by the MRC. So you guys split the profits between them.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, I was talking earlier about this agreement we have with the government of Quebec. So we split half and half the revenues from the rent of the leases. So, and like I say, with plus taxation, plus the $90. So I was talking about this TNO budget, which represents $442,000 to be precise. So this amount of money is split in two. In other words, there's $167,000 that goes for grading the roads themselves, and the other part of the money, the $275,000, is mostly for road repair, repair culverts, repair bridges, out of gravel here and there. So, in other words, it's very not that much money when you think about it for all this network we have that we try to look up to.
No, for sure. You got to prioritize on the priority roads as well.
Exactly. Well said.
We're going to get into what's going on this year as well. But just generally speaking, like as far as the summer months and the spring, that's when you're doing the road maintenance. You describe a little bit about like how much can you get done? How much gravel can you spread? Or what's your typical summer look like?
Well, like I said, it changes. Every spring is a surprise. Hey, well, that's why it's very important for us to wait till the thaw in spring, because that's where we find a lot of new washouts that we didn't necessarily see coming. So that's why our annual planification is mostly done after the springtime. Again, this year we did have some surprise on our territory. We had a few washouts here and there. So that's priority number one to look up to. Again, like I said, when it comes to the grading of the roads, we have like the budget I was talking about earlier, that represents about 3 times passing the grader per year on each of those roads. That's like the minimum we try to. What I target is the Victoria weekend, because there's, as we know, there's a lot of people that goes in our forest during that weekend. We have the bear hunters. It's the opening season of pike and walleye fishing. We have all the moose hunters that go and prepare their trails. We have the cottagers that want to make sure everything is open for the summertime. So for all of that reason, we have a lot of people in our forest during that weekend. And again, we got caught this year a bit with Mother Nature. We had a lot of trees that had to been cut before able to send the graders to do the actual work. The washouts, like I was telling, it's hard to hand out a contract when there's a major washout where you can't even cross the road. So all of that. So to come back to your initial question, Caleb, we go a lot by priority. It's all about priority. Where does it has the most impact to put in money to make sure it's either the numbers of cottagers, if there's any businesses like outfitters. So it's actually, and like we don't know what's going to happen in the next few weeks. So we have to be very mobile when it comes to taking decisions.
So you're saying you try to prioritize at least have something before the May 2-4 weekend there?
Comes to road maintenance, like passing the grader, that's a target. Like mm-hmm. I said, this year it was a bit hard. We did sort of had a problem at that level because, like I said, we had some trees had to go and cut down by chainsaw, and we had the grader that was broke down for 3 days on one of our roads. So for all of those reasons, said we were not that much ready for that big weekend. A lot of rain on Saturday didn't help out the situation. And we have to tell the truth too, on Jim's Lake Road, there's parts of it, there's a lack of gravel. So even if we have the grader around to try to bring it back to minimum of quality, it's still very hard for the operators because of the lack of gravel. So that's one time of the year. The second time we try to make it fit with the construction vacation, because again, there's a lot of people out there. And then third, but not last, just before moose hunting, we try to have it done there at the end of September, beginning of October.
So those are the 3 priority periods when you're trying to have a grader in there doing
exactly
work.
So it's hard to have to time all the road network at the same time being done. So sometimes it's not always easy. It's having the entrepreneur available, because what happened, they're solicited themselves for other road networks elsewhere to do for the same reasons too. So
for sure.
That's, and like I said in French the other day, it depends on Mother Nature as well. So if when you have very long dry periods, it's not necessarily the best time, or the contrary, when you have a lot of rainfall on continuous days, it's not necessarily the best time to pass the grader. It's just having a good balance.
And so we can get into this year, you kind of sort of alluded to it there earlier, just sort of some of the challenges that were particular to this year. We had the flooding that went on, or, like you said, or to go even before that, you said there was a lot of blowdowns, a lot of trees down. We had the flooding there that kind of tied up a lot of municipal resources in the Mansfield area specifically, and just all around the Pontiac as well. And now we've just had this forest fire season where your access was blocked for what, about a week or so? So could you go through it here sort of chronologically about some of the issues that were particular to this year?
Like you said, just to come back to the flooding, and say it had an impact on indirectly on the TNO roads. When I say that, because we have an intramunicipal agreement with Mansfield for the Jim's Lake Road, and I know for a fact they were pretty busy with the floods and bringing back the road network in the municipality limits. Like I said again in French, from just to advise the people that are listening, from 0 to 18, it's the MTQ. From 18 to 43, like I said, it's the agreement we have with Mansfield to pass a grader. And after that, 43 to 114, it's the MRC that takes care of the contract regarding for the grading. But just from 18 to 43, well, I know for a fact Mansfield had to do it very quickly and at last minute because they were really caught up with the flood. So that's an example. And like, again, us around Balsam Lake, we had a lot of trees that were felled. So we had to cut them before giving out a contract for the grader. So it's all little, when you add all those details together, well, it gives out sort of the result we had. And then just to add all to this, forest fires with that. So in our case, thank God we didn't have, I was scared a bit for their Black River crossing bridge up on the one on kilometer 108 there, the Traverse Charette, because I was looking very closely the activity of the fire, and I was, geez, I just hope it doesn't burn our bridge. So again, say it was a moment where we were, say we, instead of working on our planification, say it was things like that we were worried about. So because if let's say it would have burned, I mean, we'd have to put all our budget on trying to repair that bridge, because it's still an important access when it comes to our territory. So it's an example of...
You're constantly adapting
exactly,
to what's going
exactly.
on year by
so
year, for
say,
sure.
In other words, we're say climate change, it's hitting us as well when it comes to planning and trying to maintain a road network.
And as far as what's coming up here in the summer, is there any major work or culvert replacement or things that you guys have in your schedule here coming up, other than just regular road maintenance?
Well, I would say our main event that we hope there again is to be able to add some gravel on Jim's Lake Road, especially the portion between kilometer 47 and 67. I think nobody's going to argue with me that area is very, very... The road is very poorly when it comes to the surface. There's a lack of gravel for sure. So even if we do have the grader around, it's very hard for them to bring it back to a minimum of quality. So, however, it's very expensive. We did apply on grants, or especially not necessarily grants, but some subsidies. There's different. That's another weird thing. Actually, I have to mention to the public, the MRC. Each time we have the opportunity to apply on special subsidies regarding additional funding for a road network, we do apply. And actually, we did apply again this year for a road and bridge. So again, up and on the Manitou Road. So to come back to your question, Caleb, Manitou Road up north, we'll try to put a bit of love in that area. Jim's Lake Road, we'll hope to be able to have some funding, the necessary funding to add some gravel. Again, we did submit a project, a 50-50 program with the ministry, hoping they will accept this. And by the way, we did reserve through the Council of Mayors $100,000 of our TNO budget for that specific road part there between kilometer 47 and 67. So hoping that the ministry will be able to have another additional $100,000. It's nothing's done yet regarding that money, but I hope we will be able, because definitely that part is very, it's a harsh part to travel on, especially with trailers. And most, a lot of people all know they're hauling side by side with a trailer. It has an impact on the, it's not easy. Boats, we have outfitters out there. So I can just imagine it's important for the economy as well. So it's not something we take it's important for us at the MRC to be able to have a good quality. We hope it's, we can't do miracles either. That's the problem though.
And just to come back to the forest fires here, you just got access to the upper end of the Pontiac region in the last, just this past week here. Have you guys done an assessment, or is that a public safety sort of aspect about the damage that was caused there? If any properties were damaged, that kind of thing?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Caleb, we're still into that. From what I know, it doesn't seem to be that bad there. I don't want to talk too quick there, but I was very afraid for one near Lac Martel. And from what I understand, I saw some aerial pictures from airplanes, actually, from the Lac Nigo, how can I say?
Aerodrome there?
Yeah, aerodrome. So so that was pretty, I wouldn't say the word refreshing, but
reassuring.
Reassuring, that's the word I was looking. So it was not as big as I was sort of expecting. So I'm not minimizing the damage, but yes, for sure we'll have other areas of our territory. I want to make sure that, just to make sure everything, there's at least no resort lease that's been burnt. So far, I didn't have any official mention regarding that.
Still sort of analyzing the situation. Yeah, it's exactly. a lot of ground to cover for sure. Jason, I want to thank you for your time. Thanks for coming into the studio to talk to us about this issue here, and or issues, I guess you could say. And if you have anything else you wanted to let our listeners know, or anything that we didn't touch on there that you wanted to mention, I'll give you the last word here.
Well, like again, Caleb, thank you for having me here. Like I said, I just want to reassure the citizens we're doing the best we can with the budget we have. So that's the best thing I can say right now. Yes, we're aware that it's not perfect, that definitely we have to work on that. It's working. Try to have another thing, maybe last thing, Caleb. We're thinking of putting back a committee, a road committee. I hope we would have some mayors on that committee, some DGs, people from Outfitters, people from ZEX, the MRC for sure. And just elaborate and try to find some brainstorm on these issues and define better priorities maybe when it comes to where to put the necessary work. So all that together, I think it should help. It's something that was there in the past, so I want to bring this back. I think having it by September is something realistic. So this could help out. Could be another way to help out to try to solve some issues regarding our road network and the TNO.